morning and welcome to Troll Radio Review, coming to you from the land of flexible people. We had planned on being outside this morning, and instead, because of the crazy weather we're having in the Pacific Northwest, we're at the Astoria Event Center with Troll Radio Review. And also, the Pacific Northwest Brew Cup is going to be over here at the Event Center at 9th and Commercial all day long. So hope you'll make your way down here. Troll Radio Review will be happening until noon. We're going to have a blast. We've got some great music from the Jackson Andros Duo and the Troll Radio House Band. Today we've got Roland White in town, so we are having a party. Lots of fun. We're glad you're here. Troll Radio Review today is a collaborative effort of the Fort George Brewery, the Astoria Event Center, and Toast Community Radio. I'm your host, Debbie Twombly. Thanks for being here. Come out later, so we're going to kind of get started off with some music right away today with the Jackson Andros Duo. And while they're getting set up over here, I just got a message from somebody who said things are pretty nasty on the Megler Bridge, so you might want to be careful over there. They said things are really blowing around, and it's sounds like it's only going to get windier. Well, we're going to start off today with some fine tunes from Jackson Andros and David Quinton. They were rehearsing, and they played some music that almost made it feel like the sun was shining. Welcome to Troll Radio, you guys. Are you staying dry? I'm doing a little mic moving here. Thanks, Yosef.
Thank you.
Morning, Jackson.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
You look great in that Hawaiian shirt, Jackson.
Oh, well, you know,
man,
it's a little cheerier,
you are an optimist.
You know? Yeah. In fact, I got a song that's kind of about a sunny day. Might cheer you up a little.
You cheered me up a little just warming up today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, here's a song you have to use your imagination on. Let me make sure that I'm on here first. Am I coming out okay? Is that all right? All right, good, okay. Anyway, so use your imagination here, and imagine it's a sunny day, and you're walking down the river walk, okay? And you're walking about like this. I see the fog burn away. I love a bright sunny day. I hum a song and walk along the river walk. As the tide goes out to sea, the river meets its destiny. I hum a song and walk along the river walk. And if the strife in life drags me down in some hole, a little stroll helps mellow my soul. I see the ships go out to sea. I think about their destiny. I hum a song and walk along the river walk. Mm-hmm. 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 does much more than wear down your shoes. The river walk can conquer the blues. So when I'm dealing with the blues, I just put on my walking shoes. I hum a song and walk along the river walk. Does the guitar sound okay out there? That's okay. Okay. Well, Dave and I got a folk song we're going to sing together here for you. It's an old folk song that's done a lot in bluegrass and country music. So here we go. Get you a copper kettle. Get you a copper coil. Cover all up with corn mash, and nevermore you'll toil. You'll just lay there by the juniper while the moon is bright. Watch them jugs a-fillin' neath the pale moonlight. My daddy, he made whiskey. My granddaddy did too. We ain't paid no whiskey tax since 1792. We just lay there by the juniper while the moon is bright. Watch them jugs a-fillin' neath the pale moonlight. Build you a fire with hickory, hickory and ash and oak. Don't use no green or rotten wood, they'll get you by the smoke. While you lay there by the juniper, while the moon is bright, watch them jugs a-fillin' neath the pale moonlight. Get you a copper kettle. Get you a copper coil. Cover all up with corn mash, and nevermore you'll toil. You'll just lay there by the juniper while the moon is bright. Watch them jugs a-fillin' neath the pale moonlight. Yeah, that's how you do it. But not till you get a lot older, kids. Yeah. I'm going to change my harmonicas here and do a little tune-up there. We want to play a song that's about traveling over the ocean and going where the weather's nice. Everybody's talking at me. I can't hear a word they're saying. Only the echoes of my mind. People stop and stare. I can't see their faces. Only the shadows of their eyes. I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain. Going where the weather suits my clothes.
Hawaii.
Banking off of the northeast wind, sailing on a summer's breeze. Skipping over the ocean like a stone. Everybody's talking at me. I can't hear a word they're saying. Only the echoes of my mind. People stop and stare in. I can't see their faces. Only the shadows of their eyes. The sun keeps shining through the pouring rain. Going where the weather suits my clothes. Banking off of the northeast wind, sailing on a summer's breeze. Skipping over the ocean like a stone. Well, we got one more song for you, and then we're going to be down the road, and it's another song about the rain, and also I'd like to mention that Dave and I will be playing at Charlie's Chowder House every art walk. That's every second Saturday, so we're going to be a duo down there on a regular basis, so I hope you'll come by and see us down there. Here's a good old Gordon Lightfoot tune. In the early morning rain, with a dollar in my hand, with an aching in my heart, in my pockets full of sand, I'm a long way from my home. And I miss my loved ones so. In the early morning rain, with no place to go, out on runway number 9, big 707 set to go. But I'm stuck here in the grass, where the cold wind blows. Now the liquor tasted good, and the women all were fast. goes my friend. She's rolling now at last. I think I hear her coming, yeah.
Good news to hear you guys are going to be playing at every second Saturday Art Walk at Charlie's Chatterhouse. What fun. That'll be a great, great event. Well, I want to let you know about a few things going on. Number one is that the annual Pacific Northwest Brew Cup has been moved to the Astoria Event Center. So if you're wandering around over by the old train station looking for action, you'd better come to 9th and Commercial. This is a great space here, and we're really lucky that we were able to, when the weather got bad, to slip in here. We've got kids activities provided by Purple Cow Toys and the Astoria Moms Club, and it looks really fun back there. I'm kind of keep looking back at those kids back there playing and thinking, I want to go check that out. We've got volunteers like crazy working hard to make that happen, and that's one of the great things about Astoria is the amazing people who keep this town rolling and keep it happy and keep smiles on all of our faces. So we are going to have some music from the Troll Radio House Band here in a little bit, but I think Stinky's around. I'm feeling my nostrils plugging up a little bit, so you know, this rain can only do so much to clear the air. Hey, good morning, Mr. Stinky.
Well, good morning, Debbie, and how are you today?
Not bad.
Not bad, and look at all the peoples out in the audience. Let's hear you. Yeah, we have a very nice group out there in our live studio audience, and hopefully people listening at home. Oh, it's dark up here.
It is dark up here, Mr. Crow.
Yeah, but well, anyway, Debbie, you remember that that last month we did some public service during Troll Radio.
Well, I guess we could call it that.
Yeah,
yes.
we tried to put some romance back in people's lives, and I think some people took advantage of it. Well, now we'll move on. But we are also going to provide a public service this morning right here at Troll Radio.
Oh, I can only imagine what it could be.
Well, you know, this is the Brew Cup, Debbie.
Yeah, it is.
So it has something to do with beer. And what we are going to try to do today is help build the knowledge base of beer drinking here in Astoria.
Oh.
And on the North Oregon coast and the South Washington coast.
Well, that's good, because we do want people to be knowledgeable and responsible drinkers.
Absolutely. And we have knowledgeable and responsible drinkers right here this morning. Because, you know, Debbie, I was surprised to find out that we have many knowledgeable beer drinkers here in the area.
No, that doesn't surprise me.
And I would, and they have graciously volunteered to help us build the knowledge base. And I'd like to ask those three people to come up right now. Let's give them a big round of applause. For those of you out there on the radio land, they are making their way up to the stage, and they will take their place behind one of the microphones. And if you need to adjust it, please do that. Okay. And first of all, you know, all I know is they told me that they knew something about beer. But I would like to take this opportunity for them to establish their credential. But first, I'd like them to introduce themselves and then establish their credentials for being knowledgeable. What do you call people that like to... beer drinkers. Okay, yes. Okay. First, let's start with this young fellow right here to my left.
Hello. My name is Frank.
Yes. And...
I do sales and distribution for a local brewery here in town.
Oh, so let's hear it for Frank. Okay. Yeah, that sounds pretty serious there. Okay, and our lovely lady up here, yes?
Hi, my name's Beth.
Okay, Beth, and what are your credentials?
My credentials? Well, let's see. My relationship with beer began at the age of 8.
Ooh.
When my parents packed up the family station wagon with my brothers and my sister and the neighborhood kids, and we went on a tour of the Schlitz Brewing Company in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Oh!
And I've been refining my taste for beer ever since.
Okay, let's hear it for Beth. And finally, the gentleman there on the extreme left in the bright orange jacket.
My name's Dan.
Yes.
I think I keep the Fort George Tap Room paid for.
Okay, there's a credential for you. Okay, now. Okay, no, you right here, and then okay. Ruth will hand you up there. Okay, now, this is going to be a blind taste test. A blind taste test. Okay, now you. All right, now, so what we are doing is we are, not yet. What we are going to do is the participants will be trying to distinguish between four different types of beer. Number one, it's so dark up here, is Hefeweizen. Okay, now let's practice. If you think it's Hefeweizen, when I blow the whistle, after you have taken a taste, hold up what finger? Show me. Okay, good. Number two is Porter. Oh, Porter. So let's try that. Don't drink any yet. Okay, so if you think it's Porter, hold up what finger? Show me.
Wait, do we Beth?
Oh. No, don't drink yet, no.
Oh.
We're practicing the number of fingers. Oh. Two. Very good. Okay. They when I say two, they are able to put up two fingers. That is impressive. All right, next one. IPA. IPA is three. So hold up three. Okay, that means you think it's IPA. And finally, number four is English bitter, also known as stout. So you think it's stout, hold up, how many fingers? Very good. I am very impressed with you. Okay, let's give it a hand. Give them a hand.
Okay.
All right. Now, listen carefully. I will give the signal for you to drink, which will be the whistle blow. You take the drink, and then I will ask you to tell us what type of beer you think it is. Okay. Okay. Not until I blow the whistle. Okay, ready? Oh, some of them are giving it a little sniff before they drink. Okay, would you like to take another little sip? Would you? No, no, you already know. Okay. Beth, get a hold of yourself. You got, okay, all right, now. When I blow the whistle, hold up your finger to indicate which type of beer you think it is. Remember, one, Hefeweizen, two, Porter, three, IPA, or four, Stout. Ready? That is absolutely correct. Let's give them a hand. They all got it right. Wow. Okay, now I'm going to ask my volunteers to come up and pour the next sample. Yeah. No. Okay, now for those of you out there in Radio Land, we are pouring out that first round of beer, and we have now putting in, be careful. Oh, we're putting in the second sample. Yes. Okay, are we ready yet, Debbie?
I guess.
Okay, all right. Here is the next round. When I blow the whistle, take the sip and then indicate. Okay, ready? Okay, now when I blow the whistle again, indicate with your fingers which type do you think it is. Ready? Let me see. Absolutely correct, ladies and gentlemen. Give them a hand. Are these expert beer drinkers or what? All right, we have two more rounds left. Okay, right now you can, Debbie is emptying the beers and replacing it with our third sample.
I love radio.
I do too. And then, okay, my other assistant is rinsing out the glasses, and so there is no cross-contamination between the samples. Very good. Are they ready yet, Debbie?
Ready. Everything's ready to go.
Okay. Here is the next round. Okay, now we are going to see which one they think it is. Absolutely correct, ladies and gentlemen. I cannot believe the knowledge that we have up here. Okay, all right, now the final round. Okay, Debbie is now emptying the cups. Yes. Debbie, could you please pick it up a little bit? We've got more acts coming on here in a minute.
Okay, there you go.
Okay, and now they are rinsing out to avoid the cross-contamination. Yes. Okay, very good. Now, I must insist on this last round that you drain your cups. Is that agreeable?
Okay.
Yeah, what does the audience think? Maybe that. All right. Okay. Yes. No, we don't. No, this is a children's show.
Yeah.
Joanne is sitting right out there, and you know she has cautioned the troll. But that was from the studio audience, Joanne. You cannot blame the troll. Well, they probably didn't hear that anyway over the air. Okay. Ready? Are the contestants ready? Okay, all right, here we go.
We have to wait for Beth. Okay.
Really? I was being demure.
Okay.
It's like the never-ending mug.
Ladies and gentlemen, give them a hand. All right, now we are going to identify the final beer. They are three for free. They are three for three. That seems to make it four for four. Ready? Absolutely correct, ladies and gentlemen. 100%. Let's hear it for our beer experts. You may now remove your blindfolds, which you may keep, you know, as a reminder of your participation today.
Wow.
And let's hear it for them. And here they go, our beer experts, Frank, Beth, and Dan. Very good.
All right, Mr. Troll Boy, oh boy, you're just one busy guy. Hey, all right, well, before we get to Troll Radio Housebound out here for some very lively, fun tunes, want to let you know about some really great things going on in town. It's hard to believe you could want to do anything besides coming to the Brew Cup here. There's going to be live music here all day long. Todd is going to carry on with Crossroads. He's going to broadcast from here from 12 to 1 and at 1 p.m. We'll have Pat Kearns of Blue Skies for Black Hearts, and it only keeps on going here all day long. There'll be great live music all day. And also tonight over at Decala, there are medicine songs from the Pacific Northwest. Local herbalist Brooke Dooling has written some amazing songs that are very, very in tune with our environment here. And she and Andrea Mazzarella are going to be doing their show at 8 o'clock tonight at Decala. It's also Hometown Tourism Day, and there are all sorts of free or reduced admission things. Fort Stevens is free today. The trolley's going to run till 10 p.m. tonight, unless that changes because of the weather. Lewis and Clark National Historical Park is free, as well as Ecola Beach. So take advantage of the amazing things going on over in Long Beach. Cranberry Museum is free today, and the World Kite Museum has a substantial discount on admission. The Nacelle Timberland Library in Nacelle has a free movie about the Civilian Conservation Corps and the work that they did to make things really great in our state. Well, we're really excited when Roland White turned out to be in town this weekend, and these guys have been playing some tunes, getting all warmed up, and then Knox flies in from somewhere warm, and got John Fenton, Larry Moore, and Becky Rubens, and I think they're about ready for some good tunes. You guys ready? Hey, Roland, welcome to town.
Hey, thanks for having us. Yeah. We're just thrilled to be here.
It's great.
Well, Knox and Larry wanted to play this great tune. Are we going? Hear any monitor? Hello there. There we are. Hey, so Knox and Larry and John and Becky, my good old friends, remnants of the Beerman Creek String Band, and some new faces. So we're happy to play it. Here's a little tune called Leather Breeches. Thank you.
This is a great opportunity for you kids to get right out there in the middle and dance all you want, because this is a dance floor. This isn't a rug out here. So I love seeing you dance.
What's the next one, buddy?
Lamp gliders. And here's another dancing tune.
Yeah, you guys, you don't have to be on a rug, so pretend like you're cutting a rug.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Three more entrants to the grandchildren dancers of the Troll Radio Show.
Let you start this one. Here's a dandy little tune called Lamplighter's Hornpipe. Let me start. Sorry, here we go. One more time. Now this next little tune has got some great words, so we want all you little kids to listen and figure out if you can actually find a grasshopper sitting on a sweet potato vine called Soldier's Joy. Thank you.
Flint.
Yeah.
It's about that south coming over.
Hey, so now in Ireland, a south wind is a favorable wind. Brings warm weather and really nice. Brings back really nice weather, and everyone loves it. Now here, the south wind could be something entirely different, and we might find that out today. So here's a great tune called The South Wind, and we put a nice little jig called the Kesh Jig at the end. D start. One more string over. There we go.
Boy, oh boy.
Okay.
One, two, three, one. Oh yeah. I've got the right keys.
I have some keys.